Hello! Welcome to Today I Cried Because, the podcast brought to you by Sha
and Zadi. We're two best friends just hanging out.
Sometimes we cry.
Sometimes we don't. But most days we do. On this podcast, we'll be talking about
what made us cry today. Okay, so why do you cry today?
I cried because I'm not sufficiently Malay. Mm-hmm. Or at least I'm not very good at speaking Malay.
Mm.
Even though I am Malay.
Malay.
I don't know Malay. Why I have to say it like this. Sounds like I'm gonna scream suddenly, like panic. Okay, moving on. So yeah, like this happened when I was in my favourite time of my life, secondary school.
Shout out to Cedar Girls.
Shout out to Cikgu Mahani.
Oh, Cikgu Mahani.
Cikgu Mahani is great.
Yeah, I love her.
But anyway, I wasn't very good with Malay. I didn't speak Malay at home. I don't.
Mm.
Honestly, sometimes the most I speak is cursing or being like...
I thought you said gassing.
Like cursing, like... I won't say it, but yeah.
Buto.
Yeah, like things like that. Or at most, I just make fun. What do I say? Opusu, like that, you know. Like, very not Malay.
Like informal, kind of like... Yeah. Conversational Malay.
Yeah, but even then, I can't... Like, I can't speak very well. Anyway, let's go back to the crying. Sorry. Because you get to do your O-levels for Malay in Sec 3.
Mm.
And then if you don't do well, I can redo it in Sec 4.
Mm.
So, like, I had to do it because I failed one of the papers for Malay in the first round. I forgot. I think it was probably, like, the one with the karangan and shit. Mm, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't do so well. And then, like, I failed lah. So I called my mom and then I started crying. Because I was like, this is the first time in my life.
Oh, no.
Okay. No, yeah, it was the first time for, like, a really official kind of exam, you know. Because, like, quizzes are, like, okay, you know. Like, it's fine. You can still learn from them.
Mm.
Okay, it wasn't really fine, but, you know. You know what I mean?
It is fine.
Yeah, like, in retrospect, it's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, in the moment, it probably wasn't. But, anyway. Yeah, so I ended up crying. I'd be like, you think it's okay? And my mom was like, no, it's okay, it's okay. She, like, reassured me. Oh. She was really nice. But that made me cry harder, obviously. But, yeah. Have you had any experiences with the lovely Malay culture or language that made you want to cry?
When I was younger, I think I was in primary 3. When I was younger, my mom kind of told me not to speak Malay. Because she wanted me to practice speaking English. Even if someone speaks to you in Malay, just respond in English.
Oof.
Yeah, so I did that. And as time progressed, my Malay speaking skills, like, deteriorated.
Oh, no.
So I was speaking Malay with an accent, apparently. And I got bullied for it.
Yikes.
Yeah, these P6 girls that were, like, really tall and, like, 3 years older than me, were bullying me for the way that I spoke Malay.
Oof. It's time to dox them, so you find them now, and like, no, I'm kidding.
I cried. Oof. Then my mom came and saved the day. She fetched me from school. Mm-hmm. I was crying because they had just finished bullying me. Oh, so my mom had perfect timing. She came in and then she was like, why are you crying now? I said, oh, it's those people. So my mom went up to them and she pulled one of the girls by the backpack. Like, she pulled her towards,
oh my God,
towards her. And then she was like, why are you picking on a small kid?
What is wrong with you?
But yeah, I've always struggled with, like, Malay. Even now, I don't speak Malay very well. Or just not well, in general.
I think your Malay is okay. I think your Malay isn't, like, mine. I think mine is, like, a different level altogether. Like, okay, my Malay is really quite bad. Like, higher Malay, O-levels. I don't know why I took higher Malay when my Malay is really, like, S. But, like... Yeah, I got like E8, you know, like that was how bad it was. Mm. Like, I got shook, you know, when I saw my O-levels and I saw an E8 and I was like, what? And I was like, I saw higher Malay, I was like, ah, yeah, okay lah.
Oh well.
Oh well, GG. But yeah, like, Malay is something I've never been very good at.
Yeah, I mean, it's like your mother tongue, you know, so I guess there's like cultural, like, ties to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually did Malay drama in secondary school.
Ooh.
Where we had to do like a whole, we had to say like a whole poem.
Ooh.
In Malay while, ooh, acting.
Ooh.
So, like, I'm okay. Generally, I'm okay with like writing in Malay and speaking like formal Malay, I think.
Mm.
But people don't speak formal Malay.
Yeah, they don't. Like, there was a point in my life also that I could only speak like super formal Malay. Mm. So like with my grandmother, imagine like,
yeah, oh my gosh,
apa khabar?
Apa khabar, nenek?
Yeah, like who talks like that? You're gonna be like, you're supposed to be like, what's up? You know, like you're supposed to be respectful.
Macam, oh no, that's not. Shouldn't say that to your grandmother.
Oh no. Oh, that was so loud. But like, imagine going to your nini and be like, macam ni.
Macam ni. Oh my gosh.
But yeah. So it's a layer of like extreme awkwardness whenever I try to speak Malay.
Yeah. Like, I think that's kind of a barrier that like prevents me from like speaking to my grandparents or like my relatives in general.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
It's because of a language barrier, which is kind of dumb in a sense, because like, it's not like we don't understand, but like, it's hard
to speak.
Yeah.
And like, I'm always very scared that people will make fun of me for the way that I talk. Oof. People still do make fun of the way that I speak Malay.
Gaduh. Honestly, if they make fun of you, then they have not heard. Like, okay, I have a partner. I have a boyfriend.
Mm, yeah.
And the way he speaks Malay is like the funniest thing ever. He is so funny. He is... Okay, anyway, I should stop dissing him.
But there's also the issue of, like, not being Malay enough, like, culturally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people ask me, what race am I? Because, like, I guess to...
Aren't you Pakistani?
No. to, like, a lot of people, I don't really look Malay. But I am Malay, you know what I mean? Like, one of my grandparents is Arab. I wasn't raised with any Arab culture growing up. So, I was raised Malay.
So,
right. But then 100%. People always tell me, when I tell them, oh, like, you know, my grandmother is Arab, and then they're like, oh, so you're, like, not really Malay. So, that's okay. And I'm, like...
That doesn't make sense.
It's okay, because, like, I'm not fully Malay.
Like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Fuckers. Oh, I hate that so much. Like, yeah. I feel like I become the token Malay friend for a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah, like, cause I tend to make friends with people who are in Malay because I can't like leap up with the crew, you know. I can't do that. I find it pretty hard. Not that I don't want to, it's just that I'm intimidated by like the unableness of my Malay. And anyway, yeah, then I end up being like this token Malay friend where everyone's just like, oh, you don't feel very Malay. I'm just like, I don't know whether that's a good thing. I don't think it's good.
Like, they say it as a compliment, but it's kind of,
like,
very questionable. You're like, okay, so, like, if I seem like a Malay person, would that be a bad thing?
Yeah, like, I am Malay. Like you can't take that part away from me. Even if I used to be, like, you know, when you're younger, then you're like, oh, I don't really want to be Malay. Like, there was this inner self, I'm not that Malay kind of feeling. But, like, now, I realise it's not really... me that wants to be less Malay. It's just what people want me to be, in a sense. So
I actually realized that a lot of my close friends are Malay, like you, and like my uni friends are also Malay, but what we all have in common is that we don't speak Malay, and I feel like a lot of us are quite distant from our Malay culture.
Yeah. I think that's the way.
I don't know if it counts. I mean, we're Malay, but
we're like a subculture.
Yeah, we like lepak, but we don't lepak, we like hang out.
Like a little bit of a lepak hangs. But
yeah, but even with those people, they listen to the podcast and then they told me that like when I speak on a podcast I have like a white person voice. Like not a Malay person voice.
You're not Shia, you're Sean.
Which I mean I understand because like in my head, I feel like if someone were to understand me, I would have to speak like this.
Whitified.
Yeah.
Yeah. As in, kalau aku cakap macam ni, like if I speak very Malay, I think people will be kind of, surprised. Yeah. But, okay, maybe we should stop all whitey voices.
But the thing is,
you
like,
don't even realise.
Yeah, I don't even know what my actual voice sounds like. You know what I mean?
This is like another rabbit hole that we shouldn't dive into.
Like, is this my real voice? Oof. And I change my voice when I'm speaking to other people, to Malay people, and I have like a Malay accent. Do I even have a Malay accent in real life?
Do we have Malay accents when we talk to each other?
I don't know.
I feel like that's a no. Sometimes you'll make Malay jokes. But we don't actively speak in Malay. Like, we always use it as like a punchline, I feel. Yeah, because it's always more fun to understand, like, I feel like Malay people are funnier, so
Ooh, I love having close Malay friends because a lot of Malay Twitter is really funny.
Oh yeah, that is true.
And if you sent it to like someone who didn't speak Malay, they wouldn't get it. Like, I mean, if I were to say the tweet out loud, it probably wouldn't be funny because of my accent. But reading it in my head is like, so funny.
It's like hilarious. Funniest thing. Yeah, I feel like I've lost quite a bit of time in like trying to connect to my Malay culture and everything. Like, I don't even know how to do like full ketupat.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't even know that.
I learned when I was younger, but most definitely forgotten.
YouTube episode maybe, but like, yeah, like I'm not really connected to my Malay heritage in a sense, which is kind of sad.
But how would you connect to your Malay heritage? Like, how would a person that is connected to their heritage be different?
I don't know. Maybe they have, like, stronger familial values or something. I don't know. That, it doesn't equate to that. But, like, sometimes maybe they'll... Like, I feel like a lot of... If you're, like, really Malay in a sense, you'll be close to your, like, grandparents. I feel like that happens a lot. So, like, the similarities, I feel that for Malays that don't really speak Malay, somehow... connects to like their like distant relatives not being as close. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whether there's like a true connection through that or like maybe it's just myself who's like unsure of how to be closer to them, you know. Yeah,
I think now I've gotten a lot more confident in speaking Malay, which is why more recently I've gotten like slightly closer to my grandparents. I wouldn't say I'm really really close to them, but like I can talk to them, which is a good thing.
Yes, it is.
But there is like that like lost time, you know, when you were younger and when you could like probably get closer to them, where like I missed out on because I felt that I couldn't communicate with them. And it's kind of sad.
It is, but it's never too late, I say, as I am also unsure of how I'm gonna do it. But I think it'd be nice if we really did like a series, I don't know, on like ketupat making or like shadow theater or like...
Ooh, that's actually pretty exciting.
Yeah, like then you would see two Malay people struggle to be Malay.
That's my daily life.
It's pretty strange. Well, it'll be fun. It sounds fun. Yeah. Oh, Malay in secondary school was a lot. Yeah. So you remember when I wrote an essay and then I got made fun of by the teacher? Like, it was anonymously, in a sense. Like, she didn't say who it was. She just made fun of, like, the contents. And I was just like, And then everyone else was like, ha 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 ha. And I was just there, like, ah, shit.
What was it about?
Honestly, it was pretty shit. Yeah, it was, like, a story, you know, like, a narrative. And then I just wrote about a cat stealing some money. Stealing like a wallet. Like they thought it was someone else who stole the wallet, but she was the cat.
Oh, this is a nice story. I would watch that as like a TV show.
Like a little short.
Yeah, like a short film.
And it's believable because my cat would totally do that.
Yeah.
Accidentally or not.
Oh, but I used to be really good at Malay. But not speaking Malay. That's the thing. In primary school, I would get an award for being the best in Malay. Every year for 6 consecutive years.
Wow.
For like 12 consecutive semesters, I was always best in Malay. But I couldn't speak Malay at all. I was just really good at writing Malay. And I got made fun of like by my cikgu also. So
for
like,
speaking.
Oh, yeah, you like write really well, but you can't speak Malay. So like, I'd rather be good at speaking Malay than writing in Malay.
True.
Right? Unless like, what am I going to do? Am I going to write a letter in Malay to my grandparents? Do you want to go into religion? I feel like Malayness is always very connected to being like Muslim.
Yeah, but then I hate it also at the same time. Yeah. I feel like
it's just like, oh, you're Malay, so you're like kind of oversimplifying everything to me.
It's the generalization, racial stereotyping, all that funky things that people love to do. But I also don't like it if... Okay, maybe I'm just picky, you know, because like sometimes, like I'm okay, I'm not very Malay, so like sometimes people forget that, okay, Muslim people need halal food or whatever, like then sometimes they'll be like, oh, like they will go all the way to the restaurant and then like, hey, wait, no, wait, this is not halal, so how? You know, that kind of thing.
Mm.
So it's like a, I am not Malay enough.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why I wanted to go into religion.
Right. I feel like if you're not, if you don't feel welcome in like a circle, then you're probably gonna be like, I'm not needed here. And then you go.
So conclusion is be inclusive, be mindful of the people around you.
Yeah.
I mean, like the whole halal thing also, it's just like, like, it's like a very simple thing to do that people just tend to forget about.
Yeah.
But it's very strange because like you shouldn't have to prove your Malayness to anyone. You know what I mean? Like nobody gets to tell you that you are not Malay enough for them to like remember, oh, you need like halal food or something. Like that doesn't even have like any relation whatsoever. But like just in general, you don't have to prove that you are Malay to anyone because what is Malay?
Yeah.
Like you form your own understanding and you form your own like relationship to the culture. Like, you are Malay, what? You were raised Malay, right? Mm-hmm. Your IC say what?
Yeah, Malay, sadly. Malay. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding about the sadly part. But, yeah. What is Malay, though, honestly? Malay, I feel like we've been condensed into, like, one big group.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, there is different kinds of Malays. Like, how for Chinese people, there's, like, Hokkien, Cantonese and everything.
Mm.
And then, like, for Malays, there's also that kind of differentiation, which is pretty lost now, I think. I'm like Malaccan, yeah, like my grandma. So like, I feel like there is a little bit of distinction. So like, if you don't feel fully Malay, it might be because of what kind of Malay you are also, in a sense.
Ooh, fun story. My grandmother, my Arab grandmother, raised all her children as Malay instead of Arab, which is why I was also raised as Malay, I think. But the reason why my grandma did that apparently was because she wanted my, like, her children to have all the same opportunities as Singaporean Malays. Because apparently, like, it was different.
Makes sense.
So that's interesting. I didn't think that being Malay would give you more rights.
It kind of would, because three main races. And also because, like, if you're Malay Muslim, then the Mendaki, you. Mendaki, my man, we were not given the opportunity to catch up in the first place, so that's why we needed the help. And now, let's move on.
Story for another day.
Yeah.
When this thing we suddenly too Malay. Not Malay lah, too Malay. I don't know.
Anyway, shout out Mendaki. Basically, we are both just Malay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Even if we're not Malay.
I am Malay. I'm very happy to be Malay.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's a sense of pride, even though I'm not the most Malay of Malays.
Yeah.
I'm still proud to be Malay.
Yeah, because I'm funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, being Malay is great. Being Malay means that even though there are people who probably stereotype you in a certain negative way, doesn't mean jack, you know? Doesn't mean jack because you are you. You are not your race. You are who you want to be in life. Oh, that is going way too far from the point.
To all our Malay listeners.
Yeah.
I'm macam.
Macam bro.
Yeah. Just be yourself. You know, all Malays are different. I have nothing else to say.
That's all. Full stop. All Malays are Malay. Full stop. Yeah.
You connect with your culture the way that you want to connect with it.
Mm-hmm.
End of story.
The best part about being Malay? The food.
Yes.
Okay, that was like a tangent, but like, I don't know, just wanted to talk about Malay food because I really like Malay food. I've always thought
it's the best.
Yeah, it's like rocking you. And like, I, one thing I need to do as a Malay person is to just learn how to cook Malay food.
Malay
food? Asam pedas, yo. Sedap.
Rendang. I just ate rendang today.
Delicious. Yeah, you know, like, Malay food, chef's kiss.
Yeah, food is a big part of the Malay culture, and it's amazing.
Yeah, and even if the newspapers keep saying that Malay people are getting more diabetic or anything because of our Malay food, I should stop calling people up. Anyway, let's cut this up.
This is a call out episode.
Call out episode for every single stupid stereotype there is about Malay people. Wow, that'll be an endless episode, budu.
Oh my god.
I mean, just going in with the facts.
Okay, yeah, end of story. Connect with your culture how you want to. Yeah. Build your own relationship. Find what your culture means to you, your heritage. Learn about history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that knowledge is important.
Yeah. Like, don't look down on yourself for a race. Mm-hmm. That's like the one thing that you shouldn't look down yourself on. Because mm-hmm. it's something that you can't control. So, we're in the chill zone. Mm. So, what are we going to do for today's chill zone? Our Melayu chill zone.
Melayu chill zone. Yay. We are going to try podcasting in Malay.
Ooh.
A little bit. Very, very cringy. Little. Okay, okay. Kenapa? So, sorry. Kenapa awak nangis hari ni?
Saya? Aku? I nangis.
This is like an informal
okay, podcast. I nangis kerana aku ni Melayu ni sikit tak senonoh lah.
Tak senonoh? Kenapa?
Macam tak boleh lah. Tak boleh angkat lah.
Habis? Macam mana?
Aku ni... I ni... multicultural. Oh my god, what is multicultural in Malay? A bangsa.
Okay. Asal kau?
I tengah sakit hati. Sakit hati pasal aku ni Melayu tak boleh. Serius tak boleh. Kenapa awak ni Syah? Nangis hari ini.
Kenapa? Kenapa aku Syah? Tak tahu. Dia selalu cakap I orang putih.
Orang putih. Putih. Oh my god. This hurts me. Oh sakit. Okay. Orang putih. Orang putih. Tak orang putih. I cannot. Okay. So,
now that we are done embarrassing ourselves, yeah. What is the question?
The question is, what was the worst thing someone said about you?
Because of your race.
Yeah. Pretty deep. Pretty a lot to think about, but I think it's good to air it out. For our previous questions for the past few weeks, we got a lot of feedback for the podcast itself. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of, like, congratulations. Okay, we can talk about what people said about the podcast. Has anyone said anything nice to you about the podcast? Or anything of that sort?
Let me think. I pass. You go first.
I have a friend that said that we were doing good, I think. And then they listened, which was really nice. I didn't expect him to at all, honestly. Thought no one would listen.
Good. I am very thankful that people are listening, though.
Yeah.
I genuinely didn't expect people to like take the time to listen.
Yeah, because we're mostly just talking out of our air.
One of my friends today was just asking me how to start a podcast because like he said that he really enjoyed ours.
Aww.
Yeah, that was really sweet. It's not difficult, but yeah. He said he really liked our branding. It's really cute.
Aww.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like extra shout out to Dre.
Aww. Thank you, Dre. You're great.
Okay, thanks for listening. We have a YouTube channel called Are We Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And our social media, we are on Twitter and Instagram at Are We Crying?
Yeah.
Our personal Instagram, mine is Shasupao.
And mine is Don't Kick My Shins.
Yeah. We have a YouTube video coming out next week,
which is pretty fun. Pretty.
We had a lot of fun. We just filmed it.
Like, we just filmed it. We exclusively had fun. I don't know whether it'll be fun to watch.
I think it'll be.
Great. It'll be fine. Alright. It's time to say goodbye.
Terima kasih kerana mendengar podcast hari ini saya nangis kerana.
Hari ini saya nangis kerana.
The podcast.
The podcast.
Podcastnya.
Saya harap awak tidak akan nangis hari ini. Selamat jalan.
Selamat tinggal.
Selamat tinggal.
Bye. It's like a Malay kids and you.
Bye.